Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring each Motown artist's second biggest hit, including all the record labels that they recorded on. This half hour, we'll hear from The Spinners, The Marvelettes, Mary Wells, Jermaine Jackson, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, El DeBarge, The Velvettes, The Temptations, and The Isley Brothers. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature each Motown artist's second biggest hit.
Rhythm, grace, and debonair for one man.
Here comes that playboy. Hometown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from Mary Wells' Two Lovers, and then reached number 7 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1962. Before that, the Marvelettes and Playboy, number 7 from 1962. And we started with the Spinners and the Rubber Band Man, number 2 from 1976 on the Atlantic record label. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring each Motown artist's second biggest hit, including all the record labels that they recorded on. Well, coming up, the first top 40 song from Jermaine Jackson, who was also with the Jackson 5 at this time in 1973. Well, Jermaine Jackson was born December 11, 1954, and of course he was an American singer, but also a bass guitarist, composer, member of the Jackson 5, and an occasional film director. He was the fourth child of Joseph and Catherine Jackson, and he was born in Gary, Indiana, after his brother Tito Jackson. He was raised as a Jehovah's Witness by his devout mother, but he converted to Islam in 1989. He was the original singer of the Jackson 5 until 1966, when younger brother Michael began singing lead. Jermaine would continue to provide some leads over the years, and his first hit on his own, Daddy's Home, sold over 1 million copies by March 1973 and was awarded a gold disc. Well, here is Jermaine Jackson, Daddy's Home, right here on Motown Memories.
You're my love, you're my angel, you're the girl of my dreams. I'd like to thank you for waiting patiently, yeah, yeah. Daddy's Home, you're Daddy's. In your eyes.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memory.
El DeBarge with Who's Johnny, and then reached number 3 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1986. Before that, Junior Walker on the All-Stars and What Does It Take to Win Your Love, number 4 from 1969. And we started the set with Jermaine Jackson and Daddy's Home, number 9 from 1972. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring each Motown artist's second biggest hit, including all the record labels that they recorded. Well, coming up, a great song from the Velvets. He was really saying something right here on Motown.
Hey, 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 I was walking down the street when these boys started following me.
Just my imagination running. lost my imagination once again, running away with me. I tell you it was just my imagination, running away with me.
Every night on my knees I pray, Lord,
hear my plea. Don't ever let another take her love from me, or I will
surely die. Her love is
heavenly. When her arms enfold me, I hear a tender rhapsody. But in reality, she doesn't even know. Once again,
running away with me.
Oh, I tell you it was
just my imagination, running away with me.
I never knew that I can't forget it.
Just my imagination.
Ooh, yeah.
Running away with me.
The home of Motown memory. Motown Memories. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Faces full of pain. I try to play my
The Isley Brothers would Fight the Power, Part 1, and then reached number 4 in the United States pop charts in 1975, released on the T-Neck record label. Ron Isley lived in T-Neck, New Jersey, hence the name of the record label. Before that, The Temptations and Just My Imagination, Run Away From Me, a number 1 smash hit from 1971. And we started with the Motown Memories' favorite artist, the Velvets. He Was Really Saying Something, number 64 in the pop charts and number 21 in the rhythm and blues charts from 1965. This half hour, we're featuring each Motown artist's second biggest hit, including all the record labels that they recorded on. Coming up after the break, more Motown artists' second biggest hits, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.